If you put bananas and $1,000 in front of monkeys, they will choose bananas because they do not know the value of money and the quantity of bananas they could buy after choosing money. These lines were so motivational, weren't they? But I'm scared about the reasoning of the speaker, as he's so foolish to understand that monkeys are animals. And for God's sake, animals cannot buy or sell anything. They can be bought and sold. People, wait. Don't judge me. It's simple. Animals are foolish. That's why they are animals. So, the last podcast was about preparation and understanding about your business idea. This one is to help you guys get an idea about opportunity and demand. So let's begin our sessions without wasting much time. What is the biggest opportunity currently? Talking about India first, this region will witness a hike in foreign investments as it is geopolitically one of the best alternatives of China. But why an alternative to China? The answer lies in US President Trump's speech while addressing their media personals and terming coronavirus as a Chinese virus. This clearly shows the current position of China in American good books for relation and trade. On the other hand, India is helping the US with the supply of hydrochloroquine, which is again making the relations between both of the countries strong. This clearly indicates that the American government can easily impose rules and jurisdictions which can stop the American MNCs to work with, for, and getting their work done from any of the Chinese one. This clearly indicates towards the fact that India is going to witness one of the biggest hike in the global market because of its strengthened relations with almost the top countries in the world. Now all these things comes under international section of business. How will these things benefit the local markets in India? The answer is simple if you are sharp. If these companies will establish their offices, production units, distribution depots and other kind of units and divisions in India, they will be needing a lot of human resource. So topping the list of most profitable ventures here in India, I would rank HR management firms and service sectors in the first rank for sure. The second most profitable business here in India can be properties and real estate in specific. That's just because of its increase in demand according to the time, as more and more local population among with immigrated population will require properties and will definitely invest in one of them. The third and the last most profitable ventures for me will be shares and their trading. Now just try to understand one of the biggest opportunity which may be coming our way. That's shares for sure. If you have some amount of money saved and lots of guts along with some knowledge, you must invest into shares of the companies which may be losing their prices currently due to this pandemic, but may definitely boost up their shares after and while the process of reviving the economies. Some examples to those companies in terms of their sectors are petroleum, banking, leisure, goods, tech companies such as Zomato, Swiggy, Kuai, Bibo, Oyo, Amazon, cryptocurrencies and so on. So that was all for today. I'm Sarthak Watts and it was a great experience sharing my bit of knowledge about business and entrepreneurship with you all. We'll get back again with a new episode for sure. Till then, stay inside and you'll be safe. Thank you.